Hey, it's good to be with you here on Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. Let's talk about today's good climate news. Starting off with this video that isn't exactly good climate news, but it's the cutest little video of a wombat I've ever seen, shaking his booty while getting scratched by a wooden plank. I had to share it with you. Now, they invented a toilet that works without any plumbing or running water. Basically, there's a conveyor belt. The toilet is called the Sandy, and it separates solid and liquid waste. They tested it with some instant mashed potatoes to replicate the texture. And the design is that rural families in developing countries who are living off-grid without running water or sewage systems will be able to implement these toilets. There are 1.7 billion people around the world that lack access to private toilets, and this could really change the game for them, reducing the amount of people that need to defecate in the open air. It's still a prototype, but it's of course super low cost, super low energy, super low tech, and easy to maintain. So this is a really promising development. It doesn't need to be emptied very often at all. Every 2 days for the liquid, every 4 days for the solid. It can be used as fertilizer and compost, so it's honestly just great all around. And you may have heard that coral reefs have had a lot of bleaching lately due to rising ocean temperatures. And some people are trying to solve this by putting giant underwater sculptures on the ocean floor, essentially to promote the growth of coral on these. They also bring attention to the problem. They're beautiful, of course, attracting tourists to these reefs. And the results are still yet to be seen. But promising solutions like these are exciting to see pop up. A company in Norway has developed a kite that generates electricity as it flies through the air. So it's battery powered for takeoff, and then it flies through the wind, and it essentially pulls energy out of the sky. As it moves around, it spins a wheel, which generates electricity by the movement of it flowing. It, of course, needs far less infrastructure and tech than building a wind turbine. It's cheaper, and it can reach windier places. Perhaps if this tech is scalable, it could be a viable way of generating new electricity. There is a train line in Germany close to Hamburg that will start operating exclusively with hydrogen-powered trains, which is an environmentally friendly alternative when electricity is too expensive. The project aims to save around 8 tons of CO2 emissions annually, and hopefully it can continue building and scale up even further. Since the COVID-19 pandemic began, there's been a big backlog in the vinyl industry, and some artists and fans have had to wait around a year to receive their records. But a Dutch firm has created a more sustainable solution to this backlog. So essentially, they made a large-scale pressing machine that uses up to 90% less energy than typical vinyl production, and it can do 40% more capacity than traditional plants do. Instead of using PVC, which is polyvinyl chloride, they're using polyethylene terephthalate, if I pronounced that correctly, I'm not sure, but PET, which is a more durable plastic and it's easier to recycle. Hopefully you're not recycling your vinyls, take care of them, listen to them forever. But if you had to, this is definitely a more environmentally friendly and a great solution to this backup. And in our final good climate news story of the day, it's been a good year for puffins despite climate change. So these beautiful birds have basically been on the brink of extinction. They only breed in the state of Maine, but they've been able to make a huge comeback. At one point, it was thought that there were only 2 puffins in existence, and now there are tens of thousands. So huge win for the puffins out there. Have an empowering and wholesome day, and I'll see you tomorrow.